Whose life is it anyway? Is Saturday. Been There series, week 2. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. And you should imitate me, just as I imitate Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Paul's life was marked by pain, loss, abuse, and abandonment. But one of the hallmarks of this gritty and resilient leader is that he didn't view his life as his own. His legacy was to live his life as an offering unto God. Paul encourages you to do the same, see verse above. Evaluate where you are investing your life and what you are giving it to. Will it have eternal significance in the lives you impact? The decisions we make today affect our tomorrow. Paul's life was comprised of a string of decisions to trust God. There will always be circumstances out of your control, but your responsibility is to continue making good decisions despite that. When you tell others of where God has met you, provided for you, loved you, and enabled you to get back up, it teaches them to do the same. If you don't necessarily feel like a conquering warrior today, it's okay. You know what I discovered? When we are around people who feel like conquerors, it strengthens our faith because faith is contagious. As a family of servants on mission and children of the Most High King, our identity is clear. But sometimes our callings aren't. No matter what confusion or lack of clarity you may be facing, don't stop forging forward. Put one foot in front of the other and repeat this daily. A conqueror will never win if a conqueror never fights. You have to be willing to get back up and fight your next fight, to wage war on the lies of the enemy, and to step into your calling like you are stepping foot into your promised land. Paul makes sure we know that nothing can come against us that we can't face in God's strength. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 14, verses 43 through 52. And immediately, even as Jesus said this, Judas, one of the 12 disciples, arrived with a crowd of men armed with swords and clubs. They had been sent by the leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and the elders. The traitor, Judas, had given them a prearranged signal. You will know which one to arrest when I greet him with a kiss, then you can take him away under guard. As soon as they arrived, Judas walked up to Jesus. Rabbi, he exclaimed, and gave him the kiss. Then the others grabbed Jesus and arrested him. But one of the men with Jesus pulled out his sword and struck the high priest's slave, slashing off his ear. Jesus asked them, Am I some dangerous revolutionary that you come with swords and clubs to arrest me? Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? I was there among you teaching every day. But these things are happening to fulfill what the scriptures say about me. Then all his disciples deserted him and ran away. One young man following behind was clothed only in a long linen shirt. When the mob tried to grab him, he slipped out of his shirt and ran away naked. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 through 16. Because we have these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. And let us work toward complete holiness, because we fear God. Please open your hearts to us. We have not done wrong to anyone, nor led anyone astray, nor taken advantage of anyone. I'm not saying this to condemn you. I said before that you are in our hearts, and we live together or die together with you. I have the highest confidence in you, and I take great pride in you. You have greatly encouraged me and made me happy despite all our troubles. When we arrived in Macedonia, there was no rest for us. We faced conflict from every direction, with battles on the outside and fear on the inside. But God, who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. His presence was a joy, but so was the news he brought of the encouragement he received from you. When he told us how much you long to see me, and how sorry you are for what happened, and how loyal you are to me, I was filled with joy. I'm not sorry that I sent that severe letter to you, though I was sorry at first, for I know it was painful to you for a little while. Now I am glad I sent it, not because it hurt you, but because the pain caused you to repent and change your ways. It was the kind of sorrow God wants His people to have, so you were not harmed by us in any way. For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow. But worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. Just see what this godly sorrow produced in you. Such earnestness, such concern to clear yourselves, such indignation, such alarm, such longing to see me, such zeal, and such a readiness to punish wrong. You showed that you have done everything necessary to make things right. My purpose, then, was not to write about who did the wrong or who was wrong. I wrote to you so that in the sight of God you could see for yourselves how loyal you are to us. We have been greatly encouraged by this. In addition to our own encouragement, we were especially delighted to see how happy Titus was, because his spirit has been refreshed by all of you. I had told him how proud I was of you, and you didn't disappoint me. I have always told you the truth, and now my boasting to Titus has also proved true. Now he cares for you more than ever when he remembers the way all of you obeyed him and welcomed him with such fear and respect. I am very happy now, because I have complete confidence in you. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.